Hello, this is Sharon, and I'll be bringing you the pantograph for today, which is Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. We will begin on the front page with an article entitled Safety in Voting. Election officials take steps to keep early voters healthy. Early voters concerned about the nationwide spread of COVID-19, the new strain of coronavirus, should wash their hands or use hand sanitizer before and after they vote or request a vote by mail ballot. Those were the messages this week from Paul Shannon, Bloomington Election Commission Executive Director, and McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael. We're not getting any concerns yet regarding coronavirus to the point where voters are altering their voting plans, Michael said Tuesday. Michael said election staff said no voters had expressed concerns as of midday Tuesday. In fact, now may be a good time to vote before early voting polling places get busier as Election Day draws near, Michael said. The primary election is March 17th. But early voting continues at the Government Center in downtown Bloomington for any McLean County voters and at Illinois State University's Watterson Towers and Bone Student Center for McLean County residents outside Bloomington. COVID-19 concern increased in central Illinois after Amtrak's confirmation on Sunday that an Amtrak passenger who has tested presumptive positive for the coronavirus had been on a train on March 4th that stopped in Normal, Lincoln, Pontiac, Dwight, Springfield, and Joliet. However, concern eased later Monday when the McLean County Health Department said it had been notified by the Illinois Department of Public Health that there were no other Amtrak passengers for which the health department needed to follow up. As of midday Tuesday, 2,143 McLean County voters outside Bloomington had early voted, and 719 had voted by mail, Michael said. In Bloomington, as of midday Tuesday, 1,691 had voted early, and 752 had voted by mail, said Tim Mitchell of the Election Commission staff. County clerk's offices' polling places already had hand sanitizer for election judges, and on Monday and Tuesday, the clerk's office sent additional hand sanitizer for voters in anticipation of folks concerned about this, Michael said. We will be providing additional hand sanitizer to polling places for Election Day, Michael said. Election judges also will advise concerned voters of the location of the nearest restroom in case they want to wash their hands before and after they vote, Michael said. Hand sanitizing wipes cannot be used on the county clerk electronic election equipment without damaging it, Michael said. Meanwhile, people who wish to vote by mail may request a vote-by-mail ballot by Thursday by calling 309-888-4035 or Googling McLean County Clerk and clicking Elections. Vote-by-mail ballots must be postmarked by Election Day. Bloomington Election Commission brought disinfectant wipes to its polling places in the Government Center, Mitchell said. While the wipes can't be used on touchscreens or tabulators without damaging them, they were being used to clean other surfaces such as tables, voting booths, and pens, Mitchell said. If voters are concerned with coronavirus and want to go to a polling place, I would suggest strongly the voters bring their own hand sanitizer because of the scarcity of hand sanitizer at this point, Shannon said. Another option is to vote by mail. Ballots may be requested at becvote.org by Thursday, and ballots must be postmarked by Election Day, he said. Special Olympics cancels tourneys. Special Olympics Illinois announced Tuesday it has canceled this weekend's Illinois State Basketball Championships at Illinois State's Horton Fieldhouse and Illinois Wesleyan's Shirk Center because of the coronavirus. The organization also announced it has canceled the Unified State Basketball Championships, which were to take place in Peoria this weekend, in conjunction with the IHSA Boys Class 1A and 2A state tournaments at the Peoria Civic Center. The IHSA announced Monday the boys' state tournaments will be played as scheduled on Friday and Saturday. Special Olympics Illinois said in an announcement on its website that there are no confirmed cases of the coronavirus with any Special Olympics Illinois athlete. However, the threat of the disease prompted the organization to cancel the events. The tournament in Bloomington Normal was slated to include more than 1,800 Special Olympics athletes and 150 teams. It is our goal to keep the safety of our athletes foremost in everything that we do, the statement said. With the large number of players and other at each of these competitions, we felt it was necessary to make this difficult decision. The organization said neither tournament will be rescheduled, largely because of the availability of facilities, volunteers, and officials on another. Special Olympics Illinois said it is currently evaluating the status of scheduled events beyond this weekend, and we will issue guidance regarding those events later this week. The most disturbing thing about canceling the events is the disappointment to all involved who worked so hard to prepare for the tournaments. Join the Pantograph for coffee. Members of the Pantograph Media Newsroom and other departments will host Coffee with the Newsroom from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Wednesday at Denny's Donuts, 1107 South Main Street, Bloomington. The informal session offers a chance for you to meet face-to-face with newsroom staff to share ideas, ask questions, or just talk. This is part of a reoccurring series of get-togethers hosted by Pantograph Media to encourage conversations with our communities. Today's Flick Fact. Cook County, with its 5.2 million residents, is the largest county population-wise of Illinois' 102 counties. Can you name the largest county land-wise in Illinois? And the answer? It's our own McLean County at 1,183.38 square miles. The next four largest counties land-wise are all in central Illinois, too. They are LaSalle County, 1,135 square miles, Iroquois County, 1,117, Livingston County, 1,044, and Champaign County, 996. Today in history. Today is Wednesday, March 11th, the 71st day of 2020. There are 295 days left in this year. Today's highlight, on March 11, 2011, a magnitude 9.0 earthquake and resulting tsunami struck Japan's northeastern coast, killing nearly 20,000 people and severely damaging the Fukushima nuclear power station. On this date in 1862, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln removed General George B. McClellan as General-in-Chief of the Union Armies, leaving him in command of the Army of the Potomac, a post McClellan also ended up losing. In 1888, the Blizzard of 88, also known as the Great White Hurricane, began inundating the northeastern United States, resulting in some 400 deaths. In 1918, what are believed to be the first confirmed U.S. cases of a deadly global flu pandemic were reported among U.S. Army soldiers stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. 46 would die. The worldwide outbreak of influenza claimed an estimated 20 to 40 million lives. In 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Lend-Lease Bill, providing war supplies to countries fighting the Axis. And in 1942, as Japanese forces continued to advance in the Pacific during World War II, U.S. Army General Douglas MacArthur left the Philippines for Australia, where he vowed on March 20th, "I shall return," a promise he kept more than 2.5 years later. And a thought for today from Bertolt Brecht, a German poet and dramatist who lived from 1898 to 1956. It's all right to hesitate if you then go ahead. And how time flies locally from the pages of the Pantograph. 100 years ago, on March 11, 1920, Chicago and Alton shops worker John P. Langhoff has died from the same malady that has claimed several of his co-workers in recent weeks. He died just a week short of his 42nd birthday. He leaves a wife, daughter, his father, and several siblings to mourn him. 75 years ago, on March 11, 1945, Private First Class Bruce McClure, 20, has been killed in action in Holland. He was a Bloomington boy, attended Franklin School, Bloomington High School, and quit school at IWU to enlist in the Army. His parents still live at 908 North Prairie Street. 50 years ago, on March 11, 1970, Larry D. Denniston, 23, was charged with 7 counts of armed robbery and the attempted murder of a normal cop. Police also arrested a suspected companion. The arrest occurred in Bloomington, where the officer saw a man in a ski mask using a gas station payphone. And 25 years ago, on March 11, 1995, a fraud suspect charged with stealing $320,000 from Bloomington's Central Production Credit Association is back in custody. Thomas Downs of Hinsdale failed to show for a court date and has bounced around since. Finally, he called the FBI and asked about his options. Blood donations drop. Illinois blood supply providers ask for help. The spread of the new strain of coronavirus has blood supply providers worried that blood on the shelves will decline as donors stay away. But two organizations that provide blood to many hospitals in central and southern Illinois want potential donors to know that. While some blood drive hosts are canceling drives, donors are not at risk of contracting COVID-19 by giving blood. COVID-19 does not present a risk to the safety of blood products, said Kirby Wynn, manager of public relations for the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, which includes the Central Illinois Community Blood Center and Community Blood Services of Illinois. We have no evidence that coronavirus or other respiratory virus can be transmitted through blood transfusion, said Laura McGuire, external communications manager for the American Red Cross Biomedical Field Marketing and Communications. But nationwide, some blood drive hosts, such as workplaces, are canceling drives over concern about the virus spread in public settings. Not because of concerns about blood supply safety, Wynn and McGuire said. The result is beginning to impact the blood supply. Since the COVID-19 outbreak began, 50 Red Cross blood drives nationwide have been canceled. not by the Red Cross, but by drive hosts, resulting in an estimated 1,300 units of blood uncollected, McGuire said. With the rise of coronavirus, that number will grow, she said. In the Mississippi Valley region, one workplace host has canceled a drive so far, Wynn said. Meanwhile, Mississippi Valley, through America's Blood Centers, has shared blood with providers in Washington State, where more drives have been canceled because of the prevalence of coronavirus, he said. We never send any blood elsewhere in the country without making sure that local needs are met, he said. The blood supply already was lower than usual because cold and flu season kept some donors away. There is no shortage, Wynn said. The hospitals have what they need. But the blood supply hasn't been robust in the past 2 or 3 weeks. We have an urgent need for all blood types, McGuire said. We are looking for healthy, eligible individuals who feel well to give blood to prevent a shortage with the outbreak of coronavirus. Both blood suppliers are requiring people who've traveled recently to countries where coronavirus is prevalent, including Italy, South Korea, China, and Iran, to postpone giving blood. If people develop coronavirus symptoms later, after they donate, we would ask them to call the Red Cross and we would quarantine that blood donation, McGuire said. We're taking that extra precaution. To make an appointment to donate blood with the Red Cross, visit redcrossblood.org or call 800-733-2767. For an appointment with Mississippi Valley or its affiliates, call 800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Bloomington Normal events proceed carefully. Organizers of events in the Bloomington Normal area are keeping a close eye on the evolving coronavirus situation and continuing cleaning practices, but only one cancellation has been announced. As I reported, the Special Olympics Illinois announced Tuesday that its weekend contests have been canceled. Castle Theater in Bloomington has several musical events coming up Thursday through Sunday, including a sold-out concert by Bone Thugs and Harmony on Friday. Nothing is canceled currently, said theater owner Rory O'Connor. We hope we can weave our way through this. Eric Jome, Illinois State University spokesman, said Monday, we're operating as normal, but being extra mindful of cleaning routines. There are some small meetings, such as the normal Rotary Club, scheduled at ISU's Bone Student Center this week, while students are on spring break, and a robotics conference for high school students is scheduled Saturday. At this point, we're not making decisions to cancel large events, he said. But there is certainly a lot of discussion of what the university will do if it reaches that point. The Illinois Mennonite Relief Sale, which is expected to bring thousands of people to the Interstate Center March 20th and 21st, is proceeding as scheduled, according to Ruthie Roth, Sale Executive Secretary. We're going to take every measure to control the situation, she said on Monday. We're going to have lots of hand sanitizer on hand. The Challenger Learning Center at Heartland Community College is continuing with programs and missions. Heartland, as well as Illinois State and Illinois Wesleyan Universities and Lincoln and Eureka Colleges, are all on spring break this week. No events are scheduled at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts until March 20th. At the current time, the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts is not planning a reduction in events. We are not canceling any events, said David Young, Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts Facilities Manager and Events Coordinator. O'Connor said, hopefully, if someone is not feeling well, they will be considerate and think of others. People have to assess their personal situation and their comfort level in deciding whether to attend events. Cleaning rather than canceling is the main line of attack in Bloomington Normal. It's low tech, but it's effective, said Jome. He said ISU is operating as normal, but being extra mindful of cleaning routines. It's ramped up this time of year anyway because of the cold and flu season. At the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, Young said our general cleaning practices that have been around forever are we do a deep clean after each event. All handrails are wiped down with an antibacterial solution after every event. Man accused of possessing stolen car. A Chenoa man faces stolen vehicle charges in McLean County. Scott M. Linsky, 33, is charged with possession of a stolen motor vehicle Tuesday in Lexington Township. He is also charged with two counts of obstructing justice for allegedly giving a false name to police and one misdemeanor charge of criminal trespass to a vehicle. Linsky was jailed in lieu of posting $20,035. Area calendar. Today, there will be a community meeting from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Miller Park Zoo Community Room. Election information meeting with local candidates. This is a collaboration of the West Side Neighbors, Miller Park Neighbors, Next Door Digest, and Next Door Miller Park. Thursday, appointments, District 87, kindergarten pre-registration. From 9 to 11 a.m., 1 to 3 p.m., and 4 to 6 p.m. on April 9th, District 87 Elementary Schools. In Bloomington, for children who are turning 5 by September 1st, 2020, call the child's future school for appointment. Or contact district87.org/registration. Reservations for the Ellsworth Tri-Valley Reunion, which will be held at 5 p.m. on April 4th, Tri-Valley Middle School in Downs. The cost is $16, and there will be a special recognition for 1970 graduates. To make your reservation, call 309-724-8245. There will be a lunch and learn at 12:10 p.m. Thursday at the McLean County Museum of History in Bloomington. The topic, Harriet Emma Dean Powell. The speaker will be Marcia Thomas, Professor Emeritus from Illinois Wesleyan University. The State of Illinois Hiring Fair will be from 2 to 4 p.m. Thursday at the Bloomington Public Library Community Room with Illinois Department of Employment Security. There will be 6 to 8 employers with positions in production, IT, logistics, and healthcare. Bring your resume and dress appropriately. And there will be college planning strategies from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Thursday at the Normal Public Library. The speaker will be from the Foundation for Financial Education. Coronavirus cases rise in Illinois. Community spread is suspected as the total hits 19. Illinois health officials on Tuesday announced the first cases of coronavirus illness in people outside of Cook County, a McHenry County resident in his late teens, and a Kane County woman in her 60s, who are likely the state's first cases of community spread. Neither of these cases have a travel history to an affected area or a connection with other known cases. Though officials are still investigating, they believe these are the first known instances of the virus spreading throughout the population without a clear origin. The two community spread cases are among 8 new cases of the illness known as COVID-19 that officials announced Tuesday during a news conference in Chicago, bringing Illinois' total to 19. The other 6 new cases are Cook County residents, 4 men and a woman in their 40s, a woman in her 60s, and a man in his 70s. The 8 new patients are in isolation and doing well, officials said. Public health officials are reaching out to people who had close contact with them. We want everyone to start thinking and preparing now for the virus to circulate more widely in the community, said Dr. Ezeki, director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. Social distancing will be important to slow and reduce and dampen the effect in our community. This may include canceling large events. Though the state's case total is 19, J.B. Prisker said several have since recovered and returned to normal life. All current patients are stable. Officials also updated the most vulnerable populations, the elderly and people with underlying medical conditions, on how they can best guard against the virus. We're asking our older adults to limit their activities in the community, especially large indoor events. We're also recommending long-term care facilities and nursing homes to restrict visitors under the age of 18 and those with obvious colds, influenza, or potential COVID-19 infection. Chicago Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady advised people over the age of 60 or with underlying conditions to not attend large gatherings and encouraged people with underlying conditions to stock up on their medications. As we potentially see additional spread of this disease, we don't want people coming into the medical system who don't need to be there. Pritzker said he's working with county election boards on possibly moving polling places out of nursing homes. On Monday, he announced the Quincy Veterans Home would move its polling location for the March 17th primary election. He also said it is possible the deadline to obtain an absentee ballot could be extended. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is urging people to not fall victim to email and social media scams related to the virus. According to the CDC, there is currently no known treatment for COVID-19. People should be aware that any email or website offering a cure is a scam that should be avoided. He says products such as chlorine dioxide, hydroxide, chloroquine, essential oils, silver, elderberry, and garlic are being falsely advertised as treatments and cures for the virus. He also encouraged Illinoisans to be cautious when donating to coronavirus-related charitable causes, since fundraisers and charities are required to register with the AG's office. Among his tips to prevent getting scammed include not donating if the solicitor uses high-pressure tactics or asks for cash. We'll take a short break now, and then I'll return with the second half hour of the Panograph for March 11th, 2020. Please stay tuned.